Taylor Whitney.
Hey.
Hi. Can I call you daddy?
No. not at all.
Welcome everybody to Two and a Half Dads, a 6-episode podcast series leading up to the birth of Taylor's firstborn child.
Firstborn.
Which has happened now.
It has happened.
Dad Taylor.
Yep. Baby's here.
You know when they say that... you know when they say when you're really close with someone, you can go, you know, a long time without talking to them and then just pick up where you left off?
Mm-hmm.
That, I think that's very true of you and I. You know what I mean? You quarantined before the baby was born.
Yeah.
And then you took a paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. I go, oh, I feel like you never left. We just pick it. It's not like, it doesn't feel like we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
Completely. But what's strange about that, when one of the people had a major life change, it's weird for it to not feel different because you have this huge different thing.
Yeah. It was super weird going like to the fight night at your house.
Yep.
This is getting posted tomorrow. So this last
Saturday.
Right? And it was like, I didn't even realize because when you have a baby, time doesn't matter anymore for like... especially the first 2 weeks, but like,
yeah,
there's no schedule. You're up all hours of the night and day, but also sleeping for a few moments of the day and night. So it's just like, who cares?
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, I haven't realized that I haven't been around people in a month.
Yeah.
And showing up to your house where it's like you and Juan and Blake and
right.
like guys that I see regularly. And I'm like, hi. Like, people.
Well, even talking to you now before we went on mic, mm-hmm. you I could like tell that you haven't had a ton of human interaction.
Yeah. It's nice to have conversations with adults.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Correct.
So let's play a game right off the bat.
All
right. Well, you know what? No, let's not do that. I just want to say I like to think about this episode mm-hmm. about the, like, I just want to hear about the whole experience, man. Like maybe some quarantine stuff before the baby was born and then the actual day that your child was born and about sure. your kid and hear about all this. But I just really like the idea of this recording we're making right now as like a record. It's like an audio scrapbook. That's how I think about my podcast in general.
Yeah.
I just go like, oh, dude, you're going to be able to go back and listen to this. And even our last 6 months.
Yeah, I know, dude.
It's like a cool document of this time, and not to mention the wisdom and the stories and stuff that were dropped.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So what is the baby's name, man?
We named her Gracie Ellen Whitney.
Gracie Ellen, three first names.
Three first names.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird to have her first name be a last name.
Jablinski. Her name is
Jablinski Ellen Whitney.
Smith. That's
We're not even Polish.
Now, has she developed any issues regarding her mom and dad both having girl names?
Supposed
to talk crap right
now.
No. Oh. It's really not even funny, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, that joke wasn't
doesn't even count.
A total bomb.
Dude.
No one's laughing in this room.
Not in this room. dude, I'm a total feeler.
Elaborate.
You got thinkers and you got feelers.
Oh, okay.
As far as how we operate and whatever. I'm a real feeler, sorry. And I have had, of course, not more than you and not more than Brittany, but I've had so much feeling wrapped up in this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think I was even texting your mom after Gracie was born. What's her name again? Just kidding.
Karen.
Karen, yeah. I was texting your mom and I said, the way I articulated it to her, I was just like, I'm so excited to meet and get to know Dad Taylor and Mom Brittany, because there's like a new person that comes out.
Yeah. And that's true. Sometimes, like, I watch Brittany interact with Gracie and go, oh, you're suddenly the mom version of the wife I married.
And I don't like
it. I don't like it. Get out.
Bring back. So funny.
I need to go for a walk.
Dude. Well, awesome name.
Thanks.
Awesome name.
It's funny. Terrence, when he was on and when he was talking about his kids and he was like, I have two daughters. One of his daughters is Gracie. And at that time.
Stealing it.
Well, at that time, we had like a list of names and we had crossed off all but three.
Yeah.
And I think Gracie is what we were leaning towards. But my biggest thing was like, is that like an old woman's name? Like,
yeah,
you don't look at a woman. And my grandma's name is Janet. And I always think of how funny it would be to just like look at a baby and name them Janet. Right. Now. Like, what's up, Janet? You know, baby Janet. And I was like, is that going to be, is that Gracie? But then when he said,
no, not at all.
Right. When he said Gracie and then also was talking about his daughter, I was like, well, it just sounds like a Gracie, like a kid that is like full of personality and like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay. And so, yeah, we were kind of leaning towards it anyways, but I was like, all right, Terrence convinced me that like, named Gracie is
it's
awesome.
A great name. And yeah. I did share with you yesterday that my adopted sister, when she came into our house through foster care, her born name was Gracie.
Yeah.
And we changed it.
That was like, it was like you realized, was that Saturday? Or was that yesterday?
That was yesterday at lunch.
Oh, yeah. Because it was like you realized all of a sudden you're like, wait a second.
Hold on a second. That was my sister's name.
We went, nah.
Nah. I'm good on that name.
Yeah, you can change that. And then today, you said something about your sister, and you were like, oh, that's what Hannah does. I was like, Hannah, formerly known as Gracie.
Well, we changed it to Hannah Grace.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Grace Wolf, my little sister. She's 25 now.
Oh my gosh.
So the name Gracie is better now than it used to be, apparently.
I guess.
Yeah. It is a great name. Walk me through this, dude. I don't know where you want to begin. But, we should say this, as we say, this is a 6-episode podcast series leading up to the birth of Taylor's firstborn child. Mm-hmm. And each episode, we have been 2.5 dads, me, full dad, mm-hmm. guest, full dad, you, half dad,
because
your wife was pregnant. Now you are the guest on this final, maybe we'll keep it, we'll see.
Yeah,
but you are the full dad on this episode of 2.5 Dads.
Yeah.
Okay? And I want to interview you. You are the guest on this episode.
Yeah.
So, wherever you want to start, tell me about the whole experience. Here's how I imagine it. I just picture the day that you guys are going to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. You go up to Brittany and you say,
but not for me.
What's
that from?
Oh, I've downloaded a meme soundboard. Hold on. Here, this is better.
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance! But not for me.
I just kept standing there and yelling, she needs some milk.
Okay, so tell me about the day. The day you guys are going to go have this baby.
All right, well, okay. We were supposed to... I got to get dates.
Okay.
I think it was,
September 08.
Do a desk pop. We were supposed to go into the hospital September 11th. Ooh. But it was like, we're going to go Friday night. We're gonna sleep there that night and then like try be induced and have the kid on the 12th.
Okay.
So we were supposed to call, I think like right before. Yeah, it was okay. It's been such a long 2 weeks. We're supposed to call like a few hours before to be like, hey, we're coming. Let us prepare your room. So like, we are like getting all these ducks in a row.
Oh, shoot. No, that was totally on accident. I'm trying to get some good sounds ready for this story.
It's so much fun telling this story to someone who's not paying attention.
I'm sorry. I wanted some sounds and I didn't plan well enough.
You're trying to do the David Spade thing in the bunker where you just.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because sometimes a well placed drop.
Those guys are so good.
He's good laughter.
The sound drops. Anyways, So we call, and like we've spent like the last, especially the last 2 days, Thursday, Friday, during the day, I'm like, I mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
I am like, Brittany's like cleaning things up to the best of her ability. And be honest with
me, knowing like, at this point, you knew that she's being induced?
Yeah, like we knew she was going to be induced. You knew the day that
this whole thing was starting.
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
In the 2 days leading up to it? Dude, I'm such a compartmentalizer. Oh, like, same. I don't feel. I am just numb, and yeah. I am going like in hyperdrive, and I'm getting things off the checklist. So yeah. Like I get a workout in knowing like, all right, might not be a while or it might be a while till I get another one of these in.
Yeah.
I mow the lawn cause it was like raining that whole week and I don't, you know, like I don't really want to think about it when I get back. And we're just like going through the motions, kind of like, all right, here we go. Call. And they're like, we had a sudden surplus of pregnant women
not inductions, right?
Yeah so yeah, we're busy, you need to come or call us at like 5 a.m. on Saturday.
Can we make it 9:30?
Well dude, because like I like literally the night before we're like, this is the last night of sleep, full night of sleep,
yeah,
uninterrupted,
yeah,
just the two of us, like, and then all of a sudden it's like I have one more. But then, like, now I can't sleep because I know in the morning I have to wake up, be alert,
yeah,
and then go to a hospital.
Right.
And then that, like, I'm not really going to complain because it was all, like, the nurses were great. Doctor was great, all these things. But, like, going in, like, early hours of the morning and then spending the entire day in the hospital,
yeah,
was awful. Oh, just, man. You know what I mean? You're like... Yeah. I brought, I have a Nintendo Switch and I brought it because it was like, I will say the time flew. Because like,
does Brittany play the Nintendo Switch at all?
We play Mario Kart.
But really what I'm getting at any point, was she a pregnant lady in her hospital playing no, Nintendo Switch?
Not at all.
Because that would have been so cool.
Not at all. Well, and it was such a different day for her, dude. It was like,
well, yeah,
getting poked and pricked and all these things, and it sucked for her. I felt, it was like, as a husband... Yeah, okay. Okay. But as like a husband, just like, you know, watching go from like, oh, it's just an IV.
Yeah.
To like the epidural where they're doing like, what is that?
Spinal.
The spinal thing where the people, all the hundreds of listeners are going, yelling in their car saying it right now.
Spinal tap.
Yeah, it's a
bone marrow.
It's the epidural.
Epidural. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Okay, I was right. Yeah. So like, like everything in between, like, and it just progressively got more painful of a process. And yeah. I'm watching her just like, you know, because like as numb and trying to like, you know, not think about it, but think about it, but also like be there and supportive. Yeah. She's doing the same thing, but like. Watching her have to battle that and then also just get like poked and like pain the whole day.
Just uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is just.
She have an IV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not fun.
Yeah. But so then once they did the epidural and they induced her, they were like, all right, it's going to be a couple hours, but like try to get some sleep. And it was, I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. And yeah. she tried.
I imagine there's some sort of balance between, like as far as you go in those moments. Well, is there such a thing as too helpful, right?
Yeah.
Like doing too much. So tell me about finding that balance in the delivery room. Not delivery room, but the room leading up to the delivery room.
I'm pretty good at knowing my own ability
in
a situation.
Yeah.
Famously, our half marathon. Yeah. And that like a woman was like leaning to her right and like just
breezed
like,
past you.
Yeah, like she breezed past me at like mile 12 and a half to like the final stretch. Yeah. And you looked at me because you were alongside me the whole time.
Trying to motivate.
And you were just like, are you going to let that woman like beat you at this race today? I was like, yep. So like I
know what I'm about.
Yeah, I know what I'm about. I'm comfortable knowing I know nothing of the situation. So outside of just being like, do you need me to order you like, cause like you can't eat anything too all day for her. She can't eat, but like liquids.
Yeah.
So the best thing I can do is just go, do you need water? Do you need
to
order some chicken broth? Like what do you need? That's all I can do. I'm not going to sit there and be like, you know, stepping over the nurse's feet and stuff like that. So, That's about all I could do, and it was fine. Like,
and she was cool.
And she's cool. The Brittany's pretty tough and independent herself, so like, yeah, she'll figure it out and get it done. It's great. Yeah. Like, I don't ever have to worry about her. She's, yeah, very able and capable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alyssa, you know, just in her own way, is very able and capable, and I always bring up my own death. I'm like, and I'll get specific. I'll be like, man, if like, you know, that tree in the backyard that's dying were to fall on me, you'd be fine. You'd be all right. Pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
Okay, so yeah, keep going. So you're in the room. Yeah, so she's getting poked and prodded.
Yeah. So it's 11 o'clock and they're like, all right, try to get some sleep because like this baby's coming soon. Yeah. Like, okay. So she actually like is laying there trying to sleep. The like all the lights in the room are off. I like cannot. I'm also on like.
Oh my gosh! Sorry, my computer's going crazy.
Not like. Oh, I'll wait.
You're good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not like I can complain about much that day. I'm not the one who gave birth. But yeah. The couch / bed that they have there for like your for the husband is uncomfortable. Yeah, so like I'm not gonna fall asleep, especially because like I'm already like a nervous wreck internally, not showing externally.
So now like the excitement and anxiety is setting in.
Yeah, but there. Then I just like put a Nintendo in front of me and kept compartmentalizing. So you know, like I'm not sitting there or whatever. To thinking about too much, but yeah. Then I think it was about like 1 o'clock. Like at that point, like doctor was there, but and that the great thing was the nurses were like very honest. Where they're like, "This is your first pregnancy, your first delivery. Expect this to take 1 to 3 hours." And so yeah. Brittany takes that information so well. She receives things like that.
She wants facts,
right? So she's just like, "Okay." Now her mindset is. 1 to 3 hours.
Right. Well, so if they said, you know, hey, you know, these things take time, but it'll be over before you know it.
Right. Right. She's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you, she wouldn't say it that way, but that nurse would leave and she'd look at me and go, what did that mean? Yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
Anyway, so, and they also told us there's going to be a lot of people in the room, which was good to know because, like, there were, like, there's like someone whose specific job is to just like catch the baby and clean it. They aren't really even like a nurse. Like they kind of are.
Yeah.
It's weird. But then there's like 2-3 nurses. Plus then there was her OBGYN doctor. And then like a resident who was just like observing.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But
well, what I love about Waukesha Memorial is that they hire felons. So you're there. They say.
fresh out.
Fresh. Why are your scrubs orange?
I had 15 to 20 years. I spent every day in the library learning.
Became a doctor, prison doctor. Oh, that's
that'd
awesome.
Be sweet, actually.
So they say there's a big crowd, and Brittany's like, I'm kind of an introvert. So.
Well, I mean, and she is an introvert, but she was just like, okay, good
enough. Well, of course, right.
But again, they were like, they made it personable. Like, they all were. Like they were like putting like money lines, like how much was the baby gonna weigh?
Okay.
And like each like on the whiteboard that they have in the room with like notes, they're like writing different nurses' names, different doctors' names, and they're like writing and they wrote Brittany and I's name down and
so
like,
you know they know how to make they know what you're going through.
Yeah, that's what it made me learn was like these nurses who spend every shift of their working life.
Yeah.
Are not just really good nurses. They're very good people. People, I guess.
Yeah. That's not hard. Well, they got to be, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad they are because I couldn't imagine someone who's, like, not a people person doing that job.
Like Ken Jeong in that movie Knocked Up. He actually ended up being really nice.
Oh, yeah. He is in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He plays a doctor. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Anyways, not to brag, I did have the most... close guess for the baby.
Did you?
And I had the highest guess too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
All the doctors were like, I don't think it's gonna be that big. And I'm like, put 8 pounds 5 ounces on there, and she ended up being 8 pounds 12 ounces. Nice. So like, I wanted to make this joke.
That's a pretty big baby, right?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I think like average is like 7 pounds. So she was a bit. I wanted to make this joke, and I didn't. Because I knew again my position, especially because as I get into the story of her actually delivering the baby, I was there was no Pride Mountain for me to stand on, like at all. But like I wanted to look at the mom and be like, so where do I pick up my doctorate? Because,
yeah,
you know, like, so where do I pick that? Is that the front desk? Do I just like talk to the nurse up there and go like, hey, I need my doctorate. And also, can you, you know, cancel all my appointments? I just had a baby.
nice.
Yeah. But anyways.
Key to the city, please.
My key to the city. So, okay. So then delivery is happening. A lot of people in the room.
Okay.
And like, I'm very squeamish. I am not good with blood.
And let me just say this before you continue. As you know.
As I know.
I'm fundamentally against censorship.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate editing long form conversations. Therefore, I won't edit.
Okay.
Knowing that,
I'm going to
proceed.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap this up.
No, I don't mean your length. I'm talking about your content.
I don't want to go too long.
If you say something and you come to me later and be like, hey, can you cut that out?
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut it out.
Can you cut all of my dialogue and just make it sound like you were interviewing no one? So.
Again, it's not about
length. There's curiosity in me that's kind of just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like a birth is happening.
Right. Human out of a human.
Human out of a human and like our little human. Like,
right.
This is strange. This is weird. And there's also this part of me that's like, this is a moment that is special, unique. How much of this do I want to take in? And I've heard friends talk about like being in the delivery room, and like some of my friends have like their wives have had like C-sections and stuff, and like they're like some of them have been like super interesting the process, and some of them have been like I accidentally looked too much and I still struggled to look, you know, look at it. So I'm like I don't know where I'm gonna fall on this line,
but you're not gonna not look,
right? I'm not gonna like But so, okay, so they put me, they're like, all right, so you're going to want to like hold Britney's knee, which I'm going, I thought I'd definitely be behind the shoulder, but let's go. Like, I guess. But like, I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm telling you this is because if I were to stand up straight and hold her knee, I have clear 100% view of what's happening.
Yeah.
And so I do this thing where I like lean down, but like my butt's pretty far back. So it's like almost like I'm making like a 7 shape with my body.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to like kind of be there and like see some things, but I'm like, I don't want to accidentally see too much and then realize, oh, my squeamish level's here, and then pass out in the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so like she pushes on one, she pushes the first time on her first, shoot, I'm so bad with words. We need to edit this.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I don't even know what you might be getting at.
Contraction. Her first contraction. So you push on contractions. Her first contraction push, you know, we're like, okay, it's good. And the doctor's going, okay, 1 to 3 hours. And the doctor goes to the resident going, what we're looking at right now, we want to see at 2 hours, and we're seeing it now.
Oh, so it's like, accelerated.
Right. So like this baby's coming. And like no one's worried. It's just, you know, this is what's happening. And then the one nurse who's standing across from me goes, for a redhead, you look pretty pale right now. So let's move dad up by the shoulders.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you for your honesty. And I guess I didn't even realize it. So they moved me up there. And then, so crazy.
Wow, that was some great awareness from them to be,
again,
seeing what dad's doing.
Very good at their job. Yeah. It's like they do this multiple times a day.
Yeah.
But then, so, okay, so cut out all the other stuff. A half hour later, our baby is born.
Yeah.
I see her leave the womb, and it's just crazy. I'm like, what the heck? You know, like, holy cow. And then, you know, skin to skin, and yeah, like, she was born in a half hour. Not with me.
No. Okay, I still don't know what you mean.
Skin to skin?
So I know what skin, I can... You're saying they hand the baby to Britney?
Yeah, they like plopped Gracie like up near like her neck and like collarbone area.
Okay.
That's like part of her gown that's exposed.
Got it.
Because they're immediately like skin to skin contact is important. Right. So they like put her right there, and then like I'm right up by her shoulder. So it's like
you're there.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Here is this.
Did you guys do like a photographer?
They offered it. We thought about it, but
no
it was
one met
like,
your standards.
Yeah, I was like, who do you think you are? I have a WCTC degree.
Rule of thirds. why didn't you ask me? kidding. Keep going.
Okay, so and yeah, so she was born at 1:30 in the morning, and it was incredible. Yeah. Wow. And yeah, it was like every time I would hold her for the first few hours, it was like I would cry.
Yeah.
Constantly. It was crazy. But yeah, and then yeah, she's here.
So now we made a lot of jokes. Well, I made a lot of jokes about dads who go overboard with the love of God talk. But it comes from a true place. So tell me, you know, regarding God's fatherly love for us, what are you thinking? What are you feeling when you're holding this baby right away?
Yeah, it's like, because I know, like you said, like we've heard it, we hear it from people a lot. But it was like this, like...
There's a reason for it.
Right, yeah. Like this baby who's been here for just a few hours...
Yeah.
Like, and everyone, I would talk to my friends who had kids who were like, I knew before you had kids and now you're a dad. This is weird. I don't picture you as a dad.
Yeah.
But they just all say like a switch turns on, like just a light switch in your brain turns on.
Yeah.
And it totally did. It was like, oh, what I didn't understand what you were saying before it does now. I suddenly have this overwhelming emotion and love.
Right.
For a couple hour old baby,
yeah,
that I don't know anything about how she's gonna grow up and who she's gonna become, but I can already feel this like I don't care, like this just overwhelming love for a child that like, and then you do begin to compare that to an overwhelming love that our Heavenly Father has for us, and it's just like oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, and it made sense before, but it's like, no one's actually saved.
Right. No, I'm just kidding. Well, there is. For me, I think the greatest clarity that I gained from fatherhood is the ridiculousness of shame. Whenever I mess up and I feel shame about anything, any action or habit or anything, and I allow it to really separate me and my relationship with Jesus, when I think about that from a fatherly standpoint, it's like an eye roller. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What you have done changes nothing about who you are. You're my son.
Yeah.
And like, I look at Micah and I just go like, oh, dude, murder. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like, there's just nothing so bad.
Just go ahead and do it.
Just do it. Let's put it to the test, man. There's nothing too far, too wrong, too bad that would, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if I love my son that way, how much more? Right.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
That's so cool, dude. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think. How are you at receiving? You're fine. You're a great dad.
Thanks.
You just are. And reasons why, I made a list.
Oh my gosh.
Your calm demeanor is going to go a long way, I think, because kids fail so much and it's so easy to be scared of dad based on just a lot of guys' natural reaction, and you don't really have that. So your calm demeanor is one of a million reasons why you're already a great dad. Your willingness to change yourself before expecting other people to change. I've noticed that a lot about you when you're like frustrated with things. You come to realizations, even outside of parenthood, you come to realizations where you go like, okay, what can I do to be a part of a solution? To change, you know what I'm saying? That's going to go so far for you as a dad. Like, that natural trait of yours is going to carry over into fatherhood and also way. And you're thoughtful about your spiritual leadership in your home. Like, you take an annoyingly long time to mull over and think through decisions. The length is but it means you're thoughtful. And as a spiritual leader for this kid, you're just going to be awesome, dude. You have a children's Bible yet?
Yes. We have a bunch of these like storybooks, that always end with the gospel.
Yeah. So, do you have the Jesus Storybook Bible yet?
I know it was in an Amazon.
Yeah.
cart at one point.
It like either doesn't right get before better than or one.
Yeah, because it was, I think.
I'm obsessed with it.
The UFC fight from August, and you were like,
you have to get this.
Yeah, and I knew that too. I just couldn't remember what it was called. So I'm glad that you reminded me. And then I told Brittany, like, this is the one that Tyler always says to get. And I've heard other, I've heard other good recommendations of this book. Yeah. And so it was in a cart. I'm sure it was ordered.
Yeah.
Again, it's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
Don't put me in charge of buying things.
No, I think so many dads get like, I don't know, it's just a baby, man. Tell me when he could walk or whatever. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Which, like, that was not my experience at all when we had a newborn, when my son was a little baby.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, it's not at all. I mean, I went home for lunch today. You know what I mean? Like, and not like, it's cheaper to eat at home. It's like, Brittany's home first of all. Like, she's still on maternity leave through December.
Yeah.
But then, like, no, I want to, like, go home and see my baby. Yeah. I want to see Gracie. And I want to hold her. And I want to.
Yeah.
And then she was awake when I went home. So it was great. You know? Yeah. And, like, she's at that stage now where, like, awake means I'm fussy because I'm only awake because I'm hungry.
Right.
Or I need you to, like, bounce me around so I can get some gas moving. You know? And it's like, I don't care. Like, I'll take it. And and another example was this morning. Brittany's been awesome, and with me going back to work this week, has been waking up with her at night so I can sleep.
Yeah.
But it was like, I think I heard her get up with Gracie at like 3:45, and I'm like, oof, okay, you know, that sucks. Like, all right, I'm gonna fall back asleep. But like, I just couldn't, because then she just kept crying. I could hear her out in the living room crying. And finally I leaned over and I saw it was 4 o'clock, and it was just like, nah, I'm going to get up and hold her.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, part of it is like, I put myself in her shoes too, Brittany. And I know, like, once she's crying for a long time and isn't like settling down at all, it does start to take like an emotional toll on me where I'm just like,
oh man, isn't that crazy?
It is unbelievable. I didn't know I had that like, it's almost like a weak willpower, but also mixed with like, I just want you to feel better.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, dude, I remember.
Why won't you stop crying?
When Micah was like 6 and 7, and like in the first 2 months of his life, dude.
Yeah.
He was in daycare right away. You know, once he was old enough, he had to be 6 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would, on my days to go pick him up from daycare, I'd put him in the backseat of the car, and I'd be driving, and I'd be going down St. Paul Avenue during rush hour in Waukesha.
This is Waukesha.
And like when he would get upset, and there was I mean, it's a little different situation, but he's screaming at the top of his lungs, just needs something.
Mm-hmm.
I would get so frustrated, dude. Like, I remember literally punching my steering wheel over again.
Dude, yeah.
Because I was so frustrated. Like, that's just, there's nothing else like it, dude.
No,
I couldn't console the child because I was driving, right?
Yeah.
But I remember times at 3, 4 in the morning where, man, that is frustrating.
Yeah. And like, I think it was like the first or second night we were home from the hospital.
Yeah.
She was up like every 2 hours at that point. So like, you know, you're also dead tired. But I remember holding her, and Brittany had to like, and Brittany's just recovering, you know? And so it's like, you know, everything is just 100% different than it was just a few days before.
Yeah.
I was holding her for Brittany, and I was so exhausted. And like, I like can feel myself like sobbing. Because she's crying. I'm so tired. She can't stop. But I'm like so tired that I don't even really realize it. And then all of a sudden I feel Brittany grab my shoulder.
That's real tired. You don't realize you're sobbing.
Yeah. And like she grabs my shoulder and she goes, let me take her. You go lay back down. And she said she kissed me on the forehead. And the next morning we wake up and I'm talking about it. She's like, are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm tired. But yeah. She's like, no, do you like feel sick?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. She's like, because when I kissed your forehead last night, it was a cold sweat. Like you were definitely like feeling like if it seemed like you were like getting the flu. So I was like under so much distress that like my body's reaction was like, let's get like real balmy and sweaty, but yeah. also cold. Like, right. like you know, it's crazy. So.
That's a real thing, dude. Mm-hmm. Like even just in general, like I, when you get frustrated, I'll get like into frustrating conversations mm-hmm. and my back will just start sweating. Like I will get hot. It's just crazy how your emotions can change you physically.
It's
like
so, yeah, it's so crazy. But so I did that this morning at like 4 a.m, but it was also just like, I don't mind getting up and holding it right now.
Yeah.
Like, and also like tag, you know, like let me try, you know.
You're just catching happy checks every yeah. like hour. Yeah. There's something just to be super overjoyed about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's just awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I think I never cared about babies.
Yeah.
Like, ever in my life. My cousins. I have so many cousins and like female cousins and like very like lots of kids. They have had lots of kids like each. Like
yeah.
My one cousin has 5 kids. Her younger sister is about to have her 5th.
Yeah.
And then the youngest sister in that family has 2. Like there's kids everywhere and they've been having kids since I was 10. And I've never, I always yeah. told them, don't, kind of like what the dad would say normally, but like.
I remember when Micah was a baby.
It's like, don't show, you're right. I don't want to hold your kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
don't take it personal. I have no interest in holding a baby.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know about your kid until they're like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And I would say that to my cousins, yeah. like all the time.
That's fair.
And to go from changing 0 diapers in my life
yeah.
to suddenly changing 8 diapers a day,
yeah.
which now is slowing down with right. being at work, but like is crazy. And then also just like suddenly I'm like, I want to just hang out with this baby.
Yeah. Well, let me say 2 things. One, I won't say that like this is universal truth for everybody, but for me, and there are exceptions to this, having a baby myself, made me care even less about other people's babies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I became a baby Micah fan. You
sure.
know what I'm saying? I didn't become a baby fan.
Yeah.
Now, of course, sometimes when you hold a baby, it makes you reminisce about your own. I'm not just saying this, but when like someone super close to you has a baby, that baby's different. You're like, you're a part of my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. You know, like when you've never done something before, but you've kind of created like an assumption subconsciously what it would be like.
Yeah.
Okay. So I never held a newborn, and Jen and Michael McCormick were going to our bridge group.
Yeah.
And that would have been 2018.
Yeah.
So that was Willow. Okay. And we visited, we're bridge group leaders, so we're like, hey, let's go see how they're doing, let's go visit them. And they handed me Willow, and I literally told myself, like, I'll hold their baby. Like, I don't normally want to hold babies, but I'll, you know,
yeah,
sure. And it was like, I didn't know what I was expecting when I like when they laid her back on my hands,
yeah,
but like realizing that you like feel bones like was so weird. Like, I just thought it was like soft. Yeah. Like cushy,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And I was just like, oh, there's like bones and warmth coming from the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a body creating heat. Like, yeah. I remember being like, this, I guess I didn't realize I had like a subconscious expectation of what yeah. it was like. And it was so wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, well, what's crazy.
Funny observation.
Well, the other thing is like, you think about changing diapers and like you are dealing with another human's excrement, and it's
yeah.
like, in and of itself is gross, but what's weird is the human brain, how like when it's now your job and it's your child or whatever, it's not as it doesn't feel as nasty as it actually is.
I recognize that it reeks.
Yeah.
I recognize that.
Ooh, especially the new ones, hey?
Yeah. I mean, it's really starting to reek in entering week 2, week 3 here now.
Yeah.
But like, I recognize those things. I recognize the mess that it can be. Like,
yeah.
just, you know, oh, it didn't just like hit the back of your diaper. It's like somehow in the front. It's,
yeah.
you know, and, but like, okay.
Yeah.
Clean it up. It's all fine.
Okay. So let's do a quick Mount Rushmore while we close.
Oh, boy.
Just the general. What? How old is Gracie? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I tried to look up famous Gracies.
Oh,
and
there's
a bunch
famous.
Of people I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, I don't even
like know. One was like a TikTok star or something.
Oh.
Mount Rushmore the last 2 weeks. Oh. So specifics, because obviously one would just be like, well, where is he? But like, what have been like the little happy checks you've cashed?
Man. I guess starting off would just be like being home for 2 weeks, like not working.
Yeah.
Not, and then with like COVID, not having a ton of visitors, like at all. Like, it was basically just our parents and a handful of like people who asked. So we, you know, had them. But then like two different friends, like one came and they just, you know, stood outside our front door. Yeah. The other literally dropped off and left.
By the way, so my wife, Alyssa.
My wife. Borat 2 coming out soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry. Total side note.
This is an interesting time for Borat.
They filmed it secretly. And really? It's like, I think it was supposed to like come out in theaters. That was the plan. And obviously, it's not. Or maybe it will. But anyways.
My wife. Well, Alyssa.
Not a funny reference. It's almost ironic now. That's what makes it kind of funny.
Well, she asked me in front of you something along the lines of, or maybe she asked you. She's like, Tyler, how's it to be such a bad friend that you haven't seen Taylor's baby yet? It's been a week or whatever. But I was feeling sick.
Yeah.
Anyways, we want to come over tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I think that should work.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. Brittany's friend.
No matter what.
I told her about it, and she was like, Bethany said she was going to stop by, so we'll see. I was like, okay.
That's fine. We don't need to make our plans on the air, but late afternoon is what we're thinking.
Okay.
Maybe 5. We could bring you dinner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We like surf and turf, and that's the only option. Stupid.
Okay, so fish sandwich and a Whopper.
Yeah, dude.
Mount Rushmore the last 2 weeks. So one was the 2 weeks in general, was the little break from regular life to just enjoy. Okay, what else?
Put it on the spot.
That's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I'll throw one in. Okay, and I'll do throwback to when Micah was an infant.
Okay.
Of course, you know, I can't say our situation is exactly the same. Micah is adopted. But I'll say just the Mount Rushmore of the infant stage.
Sure.
Seeing him connect with songs, which was just repetition. It wasn't like, I love these chord progressions.
Okay.
But it was like when the 10th time that he heard the, like, mine and his song back then was Kala by Damian Jurado.
Okay.
And at that point, you know the whole story, but the whole lyrics to that song go, I will remember you. I will remember you the way that you are right now. Because we didn't know if he would be our son forever, right?
Sure.
So it was really meaningful to us back then.
Yeah.
But my first part of this Mount Rushmore was seeing him perk up when that song came on, seeing him connect with the song, you know, I was like, oh, this is so awesome.
Yeah. She's a little young to recognize songs.
Oh, of course.
But like, I will say, learning. So I guess like a Mount Rushmore would be like already just kind of seeing, like, I guess this is the dad I'm going to be in moments where like, I pretty much make up a song every time I hold her. Yeah. Or Brittany and I had this like ongoing inside joke in our marriage that like when something crazy good would happen and we didn't expect it, I would start to sing the old like 90s worship song, Look What the Lord Has Done, and like clap, you know? Yeah. Well, then like I'm holding her and she's crying, but I'm like, I don't care. I'm excited. This is our baby.
Yeah.
And I start singing it and then she like calmed down.
Nice.
Like, so like now whenever I hold her and she's crying, I sing that.
Yeah.
And I've probably sang that song over 500 times in the last 2 weeks. And she'll calm down. She likes getting sung too, and it's crazy. It's weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's been, I'll put that on Rushmore, singing to her.
Okay, another weird one for me would be, there was just a way that I would hold Micah when he was tiny. Mm-hmm. Now, this was more at like probably the 6-7 month age. Okay. So it was a little ways down. but he would lay on his stomach on my forearm.
Oh, what is that called again?
I don't know. I thought I made it up. But
No. They like, because they like told us if she's having stomach problems,
sure,
like hold her, like practically like hold her face in your palm and then let her arms and legs.
Oh,
like,
see,
dangle.
What I did was I had my hand coming out through the middle of his legs and his head was right here.
Oh.
And so I'd hold him like this, kind of like a football, and he would just rest perfectly right there.
Oh, sure.
Just there was something about like, oh, my arm was designed for your body.
Sure.
In this moment, and you fit perfectly right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my number
That's
two.
That's funny. I'm going like a toilet. I'm like, yeah, when the baby is an upset stomach, go alone this one. You're like, no, like comforting and intimate. And
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll say another Mount Rushmore is not cooking.
Ooh, the Grubhub.
Yeah. Oh, well, we did do Grubhub.
Yeah.
Ones we got to
get. And just in general, eating out a lot, right?
Well, then, like, my mom made meals and would drop them off. Yeah. We had some friends, like, either make a meal and drop it off or, like, go and pick up a meal and drop it off for us.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and your mom's going to be such an awesome grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
I mean, naturally, right?
Yeah, and, yeah, she is. Her and Darlene both are going to be awesome. And then granddads as well. The best was handing my dad Gracie. And realizing that my dad probably hasn't held a baby since me.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because really? It's like, here's this baby and he's just so stiff.
Yeah.
And he's not like bringing the baby in and like arching his back to kind of like, he's like kind of like, his shoulders are up near his ears and like the baby's just kind of floating off of his arms. And he's just like, but yet like glowing. He's just like, ah, look at this baby. You know, like this is my granddaughter. Right. But we're like. Like, Dad, was I the last baby you held? You know, he just doesn't answer. You're like, that silences.
Yeah.
Is a yes. But yeah, so like all the meals we got, and also just seeing how many friends and family like supported us through that was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I don't know. I'm also not prepared for my own Mount Rushmore.
It's all good.
Firsts, obviously. That's a Mount Rushmore of this day where you see him. Well, there's not a ton of firsts right now, but.
Yeah, right now it's just.
Yeah.
Man, one last one. Ah, man. I'm trying to even think if we, like, watched anything good. You know, like, oh, we watched this show.
Oh, I know. I know what Mount Rushmore is for you. I want you just to look me in the eyes and think about what has been so awesome over the last month and then 2 weeks.
Being home?
I'm going to say one number, 900.
900? Oh! it's not even as... That doesn't have anything to do with being a dad.
Yeah, but it's part of the season.
It has everything to do with... I bought, before she was born, I bought the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remaster.
Oh, yeah.
And... I haven't been obsessed with a video game like that or like in general.
Yeah.
In a few years. Yeah. Like there have been moments where like she's sleeping, Gracie's sleeping like on my chest.
Yeah.
And I'm playing Tony Hawk in the last 2 weeks.
She's just taking a nap in that red wilderness.
I have my shirt on. But yeah, Brittany's like, I'm gonna go take care of myself real quick. And I'm like, oh, cool. Do you mind if I just hold her out here? And she's like, you can play video games. Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Like, I don't care.
Oh, man. Well, dude, we've reached the end of what we said we would do with this podcast. Mm-hmm. I suppose we have another month to figure out if we want to do monthly episodes on this thing. Why not, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
Yeah.
If you're a listener of Two and a Half Dads and you have ideas on what... why we should keep this thing around, let us know.
Yeah.
Taylor's phone number is 262.
Well, thank you for, like, if for people definitely don't know, but, like, you were definitely the organizer and...
I love it.
...the person who did almost all of the heavy lifting. I would say all of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, no problem. This has been fun, dude, talking about... let's see. I noticed today we had a lot of teas. We had Trip, Todd, Terrence, Tony, and Taylor, and our first episode was Connor.
Oh, with one N.
With one N. Not even the right...
get a dictionary.
Trip. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could do not dad resources, because I already have my show for resources.
Yeah.
We could do, I don't know, just do shorter episodes, updates each month.
Yeah.
On our kids. Sure. Funny stories.
Yeah. Have random friends come on.
Yeah.
Just like we were doing. But
yeah.
We have to change the name of the podcast. Unless we,
do we though?
Suddenly have a surplus of friends that are becoming dads.
Yeah.
And then instead of one half dad every, the same half dad for 6 months, it's a new half dad every month.
Right.
How challenging would that be? We're pressuring our friends to like get their wives pregnant. Like, hey,
come on the podcast.
You got to get on this podcast, but we need you next month. So,
well, you know what we could do? We could add a little intro into all the past episodes that explain why you hear us call this Two and a Half Dads. That'd be true. Easy to do.
Yeah.
Change the name.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor, it's been a wild ride.
It has been. It's gonna
what a long, strange trip it's been.
And it's going to get even wilder.
Like I said, man, when dads are like nonchalant or detached, they're either faking it or they're freaking idiots.
Yep.
It's just being a dad is the best, man.
Yeah. I've only like told Brittany I was going to real quick go get something and made it to Madison and come back like twice. So.
You're like, you were leaving for good?
Yeah. Like, I just got to run and get this thing.
And then you're like getting around Madison, Sun Prairie area, and you just start thinking about your Nintendo Switch.
I started thinking about Tony Hawk. There's not a good way to sneak that in the car.
Oh, so. I got to take Tony Hawk to Pick and Save.
Did you say to Pick and Save?
Yeah.
I was telling this clerk about it, so he's brought his TV, brought a generator, and play it in the parking lot.
All right, man. Well, this will air on Wednesday, the day that I'm going to come and meet Gracie, Ellen, Whitney.
Yep.
G-E-W.
Goo. I didn't even think of her acronym.
It's great.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.